I have a question for talent acquisition managers or experts. How many jobs do you fill a year? 50, 100, 500, 1,000 or more? If so, let me give you a tip on how to maximize your cost per hire budget. And that tip is Expert Review. Expert Review is next generation video interview platform, manage and monitor candidate screening lifecycle in real time mode via video enabled self-assessment and video enabled one-on-one interview, focusing your money where it is needed the most to screen both active and passive candidates across industries, technology, healthcare, hospitality, finance, and an extensive network of industries. So, talent acquisition managers, if you want to make sure you're getting the most value out of your hiring budget, I highly suggest you check out Expert Review online at www.expertreview.com/demo, or you can directly email me. My email is dougie@ibsinfoweb.com. That's right. I was so fascinated by the next generation technology behind Expert Review that I love the product. I think you'll be impressed as well. Again, on the web, www.expertreview.com, or email me directly, dougie@ibsinfoweb.com. You'll be glad you did. Talent is rising. Talent is powerful. Talent is unstoppable. Talent is driven. Talent is fearless. Talent is a lifeblood of possibility. Talent is the difference between greatness and irrelevance. Talent turns potential into opportunity. Talent is ready for anything, and sometimes, just sometimes, talent manages to change the world. This is the Talent Listing. Remember at the dawn of the internet, people said the AI will be a force for good? But the bad news was it came with all these malicious problems. Now, with 20 years of evidence, it turns out we were wrong about both sides. This is dangerous as the internet itself. A culture where people are fooled in a mass into believing something that isn't real is on the rise. And it's reinforced by a video of something that never happened. And they are known as deepfakes. Drop the mic, boom! Machine learning engineers have produced the most realistic AI simulation of a voice I have ever heard. Remember the song? If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you've ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Imagine someone you know, like the voice of Jordan Peterson on YouTube. What? You may say, is the author of 12 Rules for Life a fan of Eminem's famous track Lose Yourself? But Jordan Peterson, a Canadian professor, is not actually saying any of these things. It is voice generating using machine learning techniques to make it more sound like he is rapping Eminem's song. Using AI, someone has made a very scary video of Jordan Peterson rapping Lose Yourself. Obviously, something like this has to be heard to be believed, so without further ado, check out for yourself.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? You, his palms are sweaty, his weak arms are heavy, there's so much in his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti is nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bomb, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down the hole. Crowd goes so loud he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's joking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, a blow, snap back to reality. There it goes. Gravity, well, there it goes. Rabbit, he can't. He's so mad, but he won. Give up that easy, no. He won't have it, you know.
The internet is completely becoming a house of fakes and lies. I'm pretty sure you know this already. You shouldn't believe anything you read online. More scarier, now you cannot believe anything you watch or hear online either. Instead of using technology to create something that could benefit the world, the weirdos of the internet, instead they created artificial intelligence that generate digitally fake face swapped voices and speeches. And they're using it to spread fake news. Let's back up for a moment. Deepfakes are nothing new. Digitally manipulative image has been around since the dawn of the internet, but everyone started to notice in 2018. Now they are more sophisticated than ever and has been evolving since 2017. It first came out portraying famous people on social media, mainly on Reddit, so much so they were convincing people they were real. Few female famous celebrity was among the first victims, and they created deepfakes to spread their newfound know-how on Reddit, and created an app that allow anyone on the internet with no background, with no computer background, to create their own fantasy or revenge explicit video, and opening the gates of Hades to ruin lives. Pretty scary, right? This should be illegal. Think about it. From putting explicit video to shaking nations' politics. Listen to this clip to see the potential of this technology can hold to the world political system.
They say that the camera never lies, but technology is advancing so fast that it can lie with greater and greater effectiveness. And that's the point of this new video from Jordan Peele.
Our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time.
Former President Barack Obama, right?
So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right.
Wrong.
You see, I would never say these things, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele.
Comedian Jordan Peele actually produced this video to warn about the future of fake news. The technology uses sophisticated artificial intelligence tools able to turn familiar faces, even presidents, into puppets.
Now there is software that can be purchased and done at home, and within a few days, you can manufacture what someone says in a video.
This is incredibly dangerous. Anyone can literally manipulate the news as it happens. Crazy, right? An article on Vice said this, quote, "One of the coolest but scariest things I've ever seen yet in artificial intelligence. Unlike the singularity, which is the theoretical thing that could happen in 40, 100 years, speech synthesis is soon going to be a reality everywhere." Quote. What does this mean? Think about this. When such technology are in the wrong hands, someone will call you impersonating your beloved one, your mother, father, sister, brother, to get your personal information. Imagine that. I heard this awful story on a news the other day. The story goes like, a father received a call from someone telling him that his son has been kidnapped, who is a surreal voice of his son to get money from the family, but his son was never kidnapped. Think about it. An audio deep fake of politician being used to manipulate election results or cause a social uprising. If this isn't terrifying you enough, I don't know what will. This is pretty scary. But on the flip side, not everything is doom and gloom. Some good stuff can also come out of this technology, like talking to a voice assistant in a way that feels as natural as talking to a friend. Improved accessibility, option for people that communicate through text-to-speech devices, for example, people with Lou Gehrig disease, a classic motor neuron disease, or automating voice dubbing for any media in any language. New advancement in artificial intelligence not only expands existing threats, but also creates a new one. Here's a quote from the Malicious Use of Artificial Intelligence report. Quote, artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities are growing at unprecedented rate. This technology have many widely beneficial applications, ranging from machine translation to medical image analysis. Countless more such applications are being developed and can be expected over the long term. Less attention has historically been paid to the ways in which artificial intelligence can be used maliciously. The report surveyed the landscape of potential security threats from the malicious use of artificial intelligence technology and proposes ways to better forecast and prevent and mitigate these threats. Analyze but do not conclusively resolve the question of what is the long-term equilibrium between attackers and the defenders will be. The report focuses instead of what sort of attacks are likely to see soon if adequate defenses are not developed. In the response to the changing threats landscape and report, they make four high-level recommendations. Number one, policymakers should collaborate closely with technical researchers to investigate, prevent, and mitigate potential malicious use of AI. Number two, researchers and engineers in artificial intelligence should take the use of nature to their work seriously, allowing misuse-related consideration to influence research and priorities and norms, and proactively reaching out to relevant actors when harmful applications are foreseeable. Number three, best practices should be identified in research area with more mature methods for addressing dual-use concerns such as computer security and imported where applicable to the case of AI. Number four, actively seek to expand the range of stakeholders and domain experts involved in discussion of these challenges. As AI capability become more powerful and widespread, there's expectation of growing use of AI system to lead to the following changes in the landscape of the threat. That is a expansion of existing threats, introduction of new threats, change to the typical character of threats. So the proposed interventions required attention and action not just from AI researchers and companies, but also from legislators, civil servants, regulators, security researchers, and educators. The challenge is daunting and the stakes are high. Quote, before you realize whether you are part of the problem, you should know that there are people who are trying to do something about this. Deepfake pages on social media has been banned. I think we need more trained detection analysts, a lot of them, because these videos are getting sophisticated and better, and they're hard to detect for a layman. My question is, are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of what you've done to internet? It is getting harder and harder to trust our eyes and ears. So how do you know what is legit and fake in terms of video? Well, look at the source, double check, always, trust and verify. And more importantly, cultivate healthy skepticism and find out who's making the claim. What was that quote Denzel Washington said? If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed. Disinformation spreads like wildfire in social media. When it comes to the news reporting, sometimes it is more important for journalists to be fast than accurate. I guess we all have to trust and verify. If you love what you've heard or hate what you've heard, or don't know what you've just heard, I want to know about it. You can reach me on about.me. Dagi_David, or you can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify or via podcasting app of your choice. I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as I did. Thank you very much for listening. This is Dagi David with the Talent Listing with Dagi. I will be back with another episode. I hope you'll join me.